Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Here in the Vatican on Thursday, Pope Benedict XVI received in audience the bishops from Chile, who were in Rome this past week for their ad limina visit. Charles Collins has the story.
Chile, on the western coast of South America, has over 16 million people, of which over 70% are Catholic. Pope Benedict said the modern world needs examples of holiness, and that the holiness of all the members of the Church, especially her shepherds, is one of the most precious gifts the hierarchy can give to society.
Por eso la santidad de todos los miembros de la Iglesia, y especialmente de sus pastores, es uno de los dones.
He invited the bishops to cultivate an intense interior life, to deepen their faith, and to get to know Christ in prayer. He said this must also be cultivated in priests and asked that the priesthood give the highest attention to prayer and to the celebration of the Eucharist. Pope Benedict then turned his attention to the laity, who he says have received as a specific vocation the sanctification of the world. The Holy Father said all the sectors of society can be visionaries with the light of faith. He specifically named the world of culture, science, and politics. He encouraged the laity in their efforts to promote the family founded on the marriage between a man and a woman, to promote just working conditions, to give help to the disadvantaged, to care for the environment, and to defend a human life in all the phases of its existence. Pope Benedict also encouraged the charitable work of the bishops in helping the poor. The Catholic Church in Chile consists of 27 dioceses and 57 bishops, including retired bishops and auxiliary bishops. I'm Charles Collins.
Well, thanks there to Charles Collins. And now, as we've just heard Pope Benedict speak of role models for the Catholic Church in Chile, I thought I'd like to share with you a conversation I once had with Jesuit Cardinal Roberto Tucci, focusing around the figure of a Chilean saint by the name of Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga, a charismatic figure whom Cardinal Tucci personally met in the first half of the 20th century when he was studying in Louvain. But do stay tuned to find out more as I tell this story, which I've chosen to begin with the voice of the late Pope John Paul II, the Roman pontiff who gave Chile its second saint when he travelled there in April 1985. He did so by Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga's monumental tomb, right behind the central station in the urban hinterland of Chile's capital, Santiago.
En el curso de mi visita pastoral a la iglesia en Chile,
Pope John Paul II speaking in Spanish during a pastoral journey to Chile. The date was April 3rd, 1987.
Siervo de Dios, Padre Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga.
Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga, the man who founded this Latin American nation's largest charity, the Hogar de Cristo.
Hogar de Cristo.
In English, Christ's home, which today numbers over 20 affiliates in Santiago alone, and many others across Latin America, and indeed across the world, including the United States and Australia. It's a tomb where Chileans still flock to pray, to pay tribute to this tall, charismatic figure, famous for his charity work. Years on, people still remember how he roamed the streets of Santiago with his green pickup truck, seeking out the homeless under the bridges of the Mapocho River to offer them a bed in the hogar, or home. But who exactly was this man, also described as scholar, teacher, youth leader, trade unionist? I asked a fellow Jesuit who personally knew him.
He made a very great impression as a man, certainly of deep spirituality. But what really impressed us more was the fact that he was so interested in social justice.
Cardinal Roberto Tucci met Father Alberto as a young theology student at the University of Louvain in Belgium in the late 1940s. Father Tucci shares with us his impressions.
And he was in Belgium in order to brush up his formation in social doctrine of the Church, because when, he had studied in Louvain as a young Jesuit, he finished his theological studies in Louvain and then went back to his country after 10 years of absence. And he found a country so different from Belgium of that time, because in Belgium, social justice was well promoted, but in Chile, the social situation was very poor, let's say. And so he started promoting trade unions, inspired, let's say, by Christian principles.
También en esto nos ilumina la figura del padre Hurtado.
He wrote books about justice, the problems of the homeless, the problems of the servants in different families, the workers in the factories. And then at the same time, he was promoting very strongly human Christian culture. He founded Mensaje. Mensaje is a kind of monthly magazine which is still existing, run by Chilean Jesuits, to spread Christian doctrine and most especially to treat also social problems of the country at that moment. So he's a very rich personality.
Poet Gabriela Mistral called him a natural Franciscan. His life story, with his ability to convince the wealthy to loosen their purse strings for the poor, suggests a trickier epithet, that of a natural Jesuit.
Very also convincing with the rich people, not all of them, but rich people were more, let's say, Christian in their mentality, to oblige them to discover the real consequences of their faith in Christ, which was to recognize Christ in the poor of the Chilean society. But certainly what impressed us more when he visited us in Louvain was this main preoccupation of social justice in a very Christian way. I mean, he was always starting with the gospel. The fact that the poor is Christ, and that for that reason he was moved by his own faith to put his life at disposal, especially of the less privileged classes in his own country.
So, as you said, he tried to abolish that gap between Christian ideal and the reality of the workplace. He was ahead in his ideals, wasn't he, for the time in Chile? There was a huge social contrast in those days, no?
After the Vatican II, the Council of Vatican II, we are more or less, say, already in that line. So today, it is not such a novelty of what he was thinking and doing in his own life, Father Hurtado. But at that moment of history of his country and generally the sensibility of the Christian Church for the social problems were not so deeply diffused as they are today. So I think that it is difficult to make a comparison. I mean, today he can move us, but it is not such a novelty as he was in his own time. It was his face which moved him the most. I mean, he was a very spiritual person. He was very good in preaching spiritual exercises, both to intellectuals, to students in the university, and even to poor people. So you know that, for example, his own sentence, the Mass was his life. And his life was the continuation of the Mass. But he was drawing from a deep Ignatians and Christian, let's say, spirituality, the force to face all those problems in which he was involved. Think that he was so young, I mean, when he died. I mean, 51 years old only, yeah? And he has achieved so much, I mean. In a time when all these problems were not so largely considered in the Christian communities, I mean, in many countries.
And on Sunday, October 23rd, 2005, this man, who was once described as God's visit to Chile, became a visit to the whole world. Our thanks there to Cardinal Roberto Tucci for sharing with us his personal impressions of fellow Jesuit Chilean saint Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga, who lived during the first half of the 20th century. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.